become better. Everyone else
turns. I think it's blown away.
If you didn't know, I'm Spirit Bear. I'm one of the guys that put this on, and this is Starburst. So this is actually his very first panel that he's helping present. So, yeah.
Ron.
Yep. So speaking of first, is there anybody? Is this your first con for anybody? Rock Welcome. On. Welcome home.
Yes.
I wish.
Yep. Yeah. Where's all the Milfords at? Wow, quite a few. Well, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. So we're going to do something a little bit different this year. I actually, before AnthroCon, I had a couple of badge ribbons printed out. So I'm going to send him around. And if you want one, just let him know he's got both male fur and gray muzzle.
Awesome.
So,
did you get one?
Great. Pass the gray muzzle.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. Anybody want a military or gray muzzle?
Gray muzzle.
I guess I can help pass some of those out. But it's really informal. We're just here to talk and hang out and have a good time. So, and hopefully at the end of this, we'll have a raffle. I got a couple of freebies to give away this year.
I got to pick one off the table.
So I've got a couple copies of The Lion King, and I got a couple copies of Robin Hood. As chances are, one of these two helped turn you furry. So, and we'll do that at the end there. So, yeah, kick back, relax, have a good time, and we'll go from there.
Have a gray muzzle, please.
Oh, I do.
Ran out.
Yeah, we'll get you.
What you got?
Hey, which one gray you muzzle, please. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who are you?
He doesn't have to do the. He looks long enough.
I'm over halfway to this one now.
Well, you know, it brings me great pleasure to notice that you're still having fun in comedy, because I really felt like I was having it in like a middle. I've had like 3 midlife crises.
So, over the summer to the fall, I'm going to start bringing it to work. So then you
were on Christ.
Okay, so I can be a good person. Now you have to
gentlemen.
So we're all there.
You can't ever.
Yeah.
one of the
Did everybody get a ticket for the raffle? Anybody missing a ticket?
Yes. Free is the best part.
Hey, free. That is a candidate hack. Is that that you paid in? One just speaking at the end. I'm Canadian.
At any point in time, the U.S. could actually just get out. Navy control the It's supposedly to prevent,
we wanted to welcome you guys to the Gray Muzzle and Military Fur Meet. My name is Starburst. I met Burr last year at AnthroCon. It was my second AnthroCon last year. I stepped out and took a chance and rode a Greyhound bus that I didn't really want to ride, and I got here because this is important. The fur family is important to me. Had I not stepped out and took a chance, I wouldn't have made a great friend, a brother. So we want to welcome you guys to mingle and talk and enjoy the time together, because that's what we're here for, to make new friends, to meet new people, to get out and get amongst the people. If you guys are arriving, come on over and get a military or gray fur ribbon and a ticket for the drawing. So come on up, guys. We welcome you guys. My name is Starburst. This is Burr Spear Burr. He's my buddy. So come on in and get a ticket, and we'll get you guys taken care of.
Thank you.
makes sense. Yeah, well, I've been a part of the city and it's
also, just so you guys know, we are going to open up the mic. If you want to come up and say something, come up and introduce yourself. You're more than welcome to. More than welcome to come up and share a story, share a con story, a good memory, something like that. So anybody want to come up and say something, feel free to do so.
Yeah, hi everybody. My name is Joe Strike. I've only mentioned a few million times already that I wrote Furry Nation, which is, yeah, excellent. Yep. Thank you. I'll be doing a session tomorrow morning at 11, room 317 here, and be raffling off a copy if anyone's like too cheap to actually go out and buy one. But I hope you do that so I can pay my rent next month. And would anybody mind if I took a group picture for my Instagram feed? Would anybody, that's okay? Okay, I think we got at least one thumbs, two paws down and a few thumbs up. So I've been a fur since before there was furry. I bet that applies to just about every gray fur here, gray muzzle. And I don't have any one particular memory of something that no particular Robin Hood, because I was in my already late 20s when that came out. But you know, I hear constantly. I think it's in Furry Nation about how many people were turned on, and I think there's going to be a generation out there in a few years going to come here and talk about Zootopia. So got to thank Walt for turning me furry. Walt and Termite Terrace, all the Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes, my heroes, Bugs Bunny especially. So again, you know, this fandom's turning so damn young. It's nice to know there's a few of us folks here with a few gray hairs. So, hey, let's all have fun.
We're all 1%ers.
Which 1%ers of what?
Well, my age being a furry, I'm a 1%er.
1%er.
Yeah. Of 60 years older, we're 1%er of the pack.
Okay, so we're the 1% everybody talks about. So, you know, I see that. Like, you know, the scariest thing was there's a gray muzzle page on Facebook, and the entry point is 30. So exactly, they're practically still pugs, pugs, cubs. There we go. Thank you. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Well. Anyway. Thank you. Cool.
I just want to mention, Joe had me as part of Furry Nation. We were doing a bunch of research. I'm on page 31 for a couple of pages. It's also available as an audiobook, so if you like Audible or things like that. But he was the one that undertook it, so you have to thank Joe for that. And he sounds like he's going to do a sequel, so I'm looking forward to that. My name is Anthro Kuhn. I'm 56 years old, and I was 35 when I first got into the fandom with the very first, it was called Albany Anthrocon. 500 people, one hotel. Okay, so there's a big difference between that and this. And those of us that go to smaller cons, well, that's what Albany Anthrocon was like at first. It was just that. And it got bigger and bigger. And when it moved to Pittsburgh, I fell in love with the city. There's so much to see and do. And I'm here for like a week and a half. But it's just great to see the wide range of ages and interests all around. So you have all sorts of people with all sorts of, like I say, the little niches, the panels, the performance art, things like that. If you saw Fox and More last night, well, he was born a couple months after I graduated from college in 1984, so yes, I'm old. But the music was good, wasn't it? Did you enjoy Fox and More? It was great. And all these people, the comedians, and we've got a Zootopia panel, we've got Joe's panel, we've got games, furry pressure, luck, and things like that. This has gotten better every single year, and from that first convention, I knew something was happening, and it was just, it's wonderful. We have that one common interest in furry, despite our various differences. So definitely keep in touch, keep coming to these conventions. As mentioned, there has been a gray muzzle Facebook group. There's all sorts of things online. And make some new friends and cherish the old ones. We're not going to be here forever, you know? The best thing I can tell you is an old Louis Jordan song. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. In our case, especially, enjoy yourself.
All right. And have another drink.
Great. Right. Said it
better. Enjoy yourself while you can.
Zerbon Tora, resident tiger. Yep. So it was 84 when 80? I was 24
yeah.
when I found out I was furry. The wife was okay with that. How many, I'm too young, being only 58. 56, how many Vietnam yeah. veterans do we have here?
No, what do you say, non-veterans?
Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam.
Vietnam. Vietnam. I thought Vietnam. Some of you gray muzzles might be.
I was in Algeria during that time. Does that count?
Yeah.
Shot at in the desert instead of shot at in the jungle.
I was in Algeria for the earthquake really later. So, go 4-1.
They tried to overthrow the government.
Go 4-2?
Go 4-1.
Yay! Yay! What are you Milfers doing?
Wait, but go
4-2. Oh, go 4-2 was good. I came home, safe, sound.
Yay.
Go 4-1, I came home, safe, sound. Hope I never get to do my job. You know what? I thought that because I'm Signal Corps. Yeah, it didn't work.
When you say Gulf War II, are you referring to Operation Iraqi Freedom?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't.
What year?
2009.
Okay, I was in there 03.
Okay. My dad, he was in there in 06.
But I'm thankful to all the Milfers here that served because it lets me sit at home and stay safe now. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm the bunny.
See now. 58. Here's a fun one. My middle son is a psychologist.
You don't want to know.
One time he has all of his friends over. And I was working on sleeves for a partial, and I wanted to do some proof of concept to make sure everything was good, you know, make sure it didn't have any, right? So I'm walking around, you know, fully sleeved up and everything, all, you know, partial. And all of a sudden he walks in with his friends and he just immediately closes the door, and I'm hearing him say, gotta give me a second. Military, 12B, 4V, 17 years, discharge after I got busted up pretty bad. Airborne, with the exception of 9 months that with you smell them, I was airborne for the entire time. Spent most of my time with 18th Corps Recon.
Wow. Very impressive. Well, thank you for your service. Anybody else would like to come up?
Come my room. Gray muzzle way back, and it's one of the reasons why I just stepped up, is we were just kind of reminiscing of where some of this gray muzzle stuff started from on alternate life furry.
Lifestyle
furry. Lifestyle furry. Two of us over here became friends when one night we were having this little discussion about who belonged to who, Marines or Navy.
Well,
he keeps throwing back at me, what's on your paycheck? Yes, I know Department of the Navy. All right. It ended up with a drunkard's duel, which our fictional mates dragged us off to our rooms after. So my furry roots, believe it or not, and there's probably going to be a few people that go, what movie was that? Anybody remember way back Sword in the Stone?
Oh, yes.
Merlin changing Arthur into all these beasts. It's like, that's cool! I want that! Yeah, so that was kind of where you know, my furry roots go back to. And thanks to another friend over here, I found furry from the internet. And been doing all sorts of crazy things, fursuiting and giving panels and that type of thing. On the mill side of things, you know, we mentioned Vietnam. Vietnam should have been my war. I'd been accepted into the OCS program, and you remember that thing called the draft?
Oh,
Somebody's son or daughter, well, son back at that point in time, obviously got a low draft number and my slot got taken. So I never did get into the Marines for that. But then 9/11 happened, and I talked to a chaplain recruiter, and I said, do you think they'll give the age variance for somebody over 50? Yeah, we can make it happen. Those folks are the Marines. Can you picture a 53-year-old going through Marine Corps training? It's not pretty. But so put 8 years in with them before my leg gave out, and that brings me here today. We've all... Gray muzzle or MILFR, both. We've all seen a lot of history, and I think we've got a lot to give to these younger folks that are out there. And as I look around this convention and other things, yeah, we're given. We're given. We're the elders of the pride, the pack, whatever you want to call it. And thankfully, we've got some that are listening to us. So thank you all for doing that.
My persona's name's Adam. My real name's Sean. I was a Spec 4 in the Army, Specialist McCamey. I come from a military family. Our family history kind of started with my dad. He enlisted in the Navy after he got out of high school. And then after, I have an older brother, after he was born, he wanted to be at home with my mom to help take care of him. So he re-enlisted in the National Guard after his contract was up with the Navy. And my dad, he was a BT. He was a petty officer on the USS America. He was actually on the last rotation before they decommissioned the America, which is pretty cool. And then after he enlisted in the National Guard, he became a forward observer for artillery. Then once the Gulf War happened, shortly before that, I was born. And his ETS day was shortly before the Gulf War, and he didn't want to risk going over, so he got out. Once my brother and I, we became of age, and after 9/11 happened, in 2001, after we graduated high school, my brother graduated in 2005, I graduated in 2006, we both decided to enlist. My brother, he enlisted in the Marine Corps, he did 4 years in there. I enlisted in the Army Reserves. I did 3 years and 8 months. I was originally a reservist on a 6x2 contract, but I went to OIF in 2009. I got medically retired for type 1 diabetes. And after my brother and I enlisted, my dad, he decided to re-enlist it because he said, if my sons are going, he said, I'm going to lead by example and I'm going to go back too. My mom actually fought against him going because he was like in his 40s, he was kind of older, but he enlisted and he went to Iraq and he got pretty beat up and he has all kind of complications with his back, his feet, PTSD. So shortly after I medically retired, he did as well. So that's kind of like my family legacy there, and because of all the benefits and everything now, I actually continue my service. I always say, once a soldier, always a soldier, and right now I continue my service by working at the VA hospital, and yeah, pretty much the VA has been kind of my life, and I couldn't be happier for it.
All right.
Thank you, thank you. We appreciate your military service, guys, we really do.
I have a different story. We were talking about youth. And so I'm a filmmaker from Hollywood. I've been making movies for a long time. And I was writing a script. I needed to have an activity for the lead character to do in the script that would enable him to be something he is not. And I stumbled upon the furry fandom because it works good. As a character thing, and so I wrote my great script and got to some producers or whatever, different story. And I kind of fell in love with the fandom, of course, because it's very, very cool. I love the idea of being another character and playing characters and role-playing, and so I created a costume, and I am running around the convention in my costume. But I was starting to meet younger people. I noticed how misguided they were. I noticed some of the issues with mental health and stuff like that, and I said, well, the story isn't this feature film I'm making. The story is about mental health. The story that needs to be talked about is about youth mental health. And so met with some producers and wrote a great storyline for a TV series that's probably going to do a YouTube thing first because it's a lot easier to do just to get some traction. Basically around some characters who have some mental health issues who are furries. and how they interact with each other and how they interact with the real world. Because I think that if kids can watch other kids who have some mental health issues deal with their mental health issues and get through life, I think they themselves will have something to cling on to. I think one of the problems is that they don't cling on to the right things, you know? And I think if they can cling on to something that's good for them, that shows a positive message, I think that's what's going to help guide some of them through. And I mean, I talk to a lot of young furries. I mean, I live in Los Angeles, and I would say 90% of them are young furries, you know, in terms of the core group. And they all have so many little issues, and I just wish that there was a way to kind of help guide them through, because I want them to be like us. I want them to be here at, I mean, I'm only 40, but I want them to be here at an older age, and I want them to experience this for a long period of time, because it is a great community. And I want them to kind of get through their life, because I'm concerned for them. I know a lot of you guys are concerned for them as well. And so I hope that, you know, moving forward in life, we're going to start production in September, October. We have a great group of students who are actually going to shoot our pilot episodes, which is wonderful, trying to bring in the youth to actually make the show and then release it. I have some business cards if somebody wants to come up later and get my business card just so you can see a link and stuff like that. But it's really cool. So that's what I'm helping to try to get the community going. And it's been a lot of fun. So that's my story.
And you're definitely right about the mental health thing, because I talk to a lot of people who don't have any hope and don't have any kind of anything to carry them through. So you're absolutely right. If we can encourage people and help carry them through, we can help them through a lot of tough situations.
Hi, I just felt like it was appropriate to jump up next. I'm a milfer turned actor turned, you know, whatever else pays the bills. So I'm a Navy fur. We don't like to do the hard work. We just send you guys, and then we
you take us to where we need to.
Yeah,
do
yeah. You know, it's a good system. Just wanted to say hi. I don't know if I'm a gray muzzle, but I got the little tag, and I'm like, I'm out of my 20s. I almost got killed a few times in the service, and so I've got a few grays. I don't. Thought I'd say hi. Any other Navy furs? That's what I'm talking about. All right. Okay. I also just wanted to say that I've been a furry since I was a kid. I only recently, ever since meeting my girlfriend, who was also a furry, had the gumption to actually get out and go to these conventions. So this is pretty awesome. It's only like the second year I've been doing this. So I still have no idea what I'm doing, as you can tell right now. I wanted to say that I found the direction very interesting, inspiring kids and future generations, because this is a very open and accepting community, and hopefully our example can inspire future generations. Otherwise, I had like a lot of Navy stories, but this doesn't seem like that kind of neat, so I guess I'll just end it there. So, hi.
Hi. Anybody else got anything to say?
Besides looking like I just robbed the dealers, I was on my way in, and I'm pretty sure I'm out of uniform reds, but my name is HM3 Estrada, or Brody Estrada, whatever you want to call me. If you see me out in the con, feel free to say hi as well, give me a high five. I worked as a psych tech for 5 years in the Navy, so from 2010 to 2015, graduated in 2010. My dad committed suicide in 2007 when I was 13. So I say this, the Navy was a really life-changing thing, but most of all was the furry community. And I say that I started, I don't know if anybody here plays Team Fortress 2, but there was a huge furry community in TF2, so you guys, the community itself, literally saved my life multiple times. And you know, that is a very hard fact to accept, but after that, it was a lot easier to deal with going on. And as he said earlier, mental health is a very severe issue in this community. And if every one of you has seen somebody on the precipice, you all know what you've said to bring them back or try to take them back. And so you have to keep that feeling in your heart, and you can't keep letting go of it. And you want to stay strong for others around you. So to form a community like this, to keep it built and keep speaking to each other and keep seeing the other person's perspective, keep asking them questions about why they were like that, you know? And so thank you very much. I love all of you from the bottom of my heart, because to me, this community has saved my life at least 3 or 4 times now, and I couldn't have become a better person like I have now without any of you. So thank you once more, and if you do see somebody, please help them in their time of need.
And that is a very true situation, because I've been through some tough times over the years, and I noticed the first time I came into a furry community, the positivity, the songs about living your dreams kickstarted, stepping out and grabbing a hold of the new me and not having any fears. That was the Anthrocon 2015 video, which set me on fire and encouraged me in a lot of ways. But I even noticed the other day, I had a situation with a room share that I was in, and it was going very sour very fast. And within a couple of hours, I had the solution to get into a better situation, and it is amazing when you see fellow furs stepping in. I mean, last year I was in the dealer's den and walked away from my cell phone, and guys chasing me down to give it back to me. In most situations, people would have just nabbed it in their pocket, walked away, and never seen it again. So furs are an amazing group. People don't realize that they start to hate on us and say, okay, why hate on us? I mean, we're a huge family. We share love. We share acceptance. We're open to a lot of people. I mean, there's a magic that flows in these cons that I have not seen at Star Trek conventions. I have not seen at comic conventions, things like that. I mean, even our local group is trying to start a hotel con in the Tulsa area. So, you know, there's a lot of room to expand and a lot of things to grab a hold of. A lot of opportunities to make new friends. You can walk up to somebody and start talking, and they don't got their nose up in the air and walk away from you like you're on a different planet, you know. I mean, that's how I've met a lot of my really great friends, is I just opened up and said hello to somebody. So that's kind of the purpose of this panel, is to get people together and get people to get to know each other and, you know, see the aspect, you know, we're the older group, we're the more experienced group, so we can encourage the younger group and help them to see the good ways to go, and to, you know, like I said, you know, encourage them in the rough situations and help them out in the times that are trying and they're losing their hope and they're losing their faith. Had it not been for that one video, I wouldn't have stepped out and took a chance. You know, last year it was either ride a Greyhound bus and come to Anthrocon, or say heck no and I'm afraid of it and miss all the opportunities. I'm glad I took the chance and got on the bus, because I've made a lot of friends last year. Because of that, that was part of what helped me through the situation I was in this year. You know, because of those friends, I had people that jumped right up and said, yeah, we'll give you a hotel room, we'll help you out. So it's a very important thing. I cherish every moment. So thank you guys.
Always happens at least once. So. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Trust me, those are tears of joy, by the way.
Hi, I'm Star. My persona, very colorful. If you look at it, people go, you're gay. It's not that. I'm complicated.
Aren't we all?
I'm not a military fur. I got too many medical problems to ever went into the military. The Phantom, I got into basically in 2008 because of friends. People think of me differently because I got animals, and you know the thing with animals and the Phantom. My animals are rescue animals. I think animals deserve life. So I rescue animals in my house or at my farm. I got two horses, a donkey, two sheep, all saved from going to slaughter. I got five dogs. I got a 19-year-old shepherd, which shows how well I take care of my animals. there's been good times and bad times in this Phantom. Just 2 months ago, I lost a friend, 40 years old, accident. Really good friend of mine. So just take, you know,
be, you know, just cherish the days that you have. So, you know, try to make friends, try to cherish the days, enjoy what you have. So, and be proud of who you are.
Anybody else? Anybody else got anything to say?
That's it. Nobody else. I mean, I could talk all day, but.
Yeah. And on a related note, I guess you have a charity that you're working for to help them out.
Right. The charity today at between 5 and 6 o'clock, I'm going to be in my suit, which is the Rainbow Husky, for the charity downstairs in the dealer's den. Collecting money for them. So.
All right. So if you see him down there, help him out a little bit. Throw a couple dollars his way.
Hey, I'm Phoenix. Currently been in, going on net damn near 10 years. Started back in 2009. I just transitioned from active to guard, and it is a whole different world. I can just remember walking in a recruiter. You know, a lot of people ask others why they join. It's for college or this or that. And straight faced the recruiter, I told him, I want to jump out of planes and shoot people in the face. they didn't care back then. They were just looking for bodies. This was like during the surge. And all I can really take to heart is when you're 80 years old, 60 years from now, you're sitting in your chair. You just know in your head, you didn't read history, you didn't know history, you made history.
Awesome, awesome. The mic's still open if anybody else has anything to say.
Yeah, or not. So, no, that's totally fine. So we'll just...
I'm just curious. How many people are here because of Watership Down?
Ooh, good question. Watership Down. That's going back.
Watership Down?
Right.
No.
I joined
because
of the
top.
I thought there was
going to
be a lot of
movies.
Looney Tunes?
Walt Disney.
Wow.
Guys, here in just a minute or two, we're going to do the raffle drawing for the videos that we have available. Like I said, we thank you guys for coming out. It's not over yet. I mean, we're still going to have some time together, but I discovered the fandom in 2015. I was a fur since I was young, you know, but did not have access to the internet until about 2015. Had a really good access to the internet, so I started discovering the fandom and things like that. So internet has helped a lot of people find out about this community and find out about this awesome group of people that get together and have the same common interests. So it's definitely a wonderful thing and definitely a good avenue to get a hold of people. There's a lot of groups on Facebook, a lot of groups online, and so definitely a lot of opportunities to get out and meet new people. So it's a wonderful thing for sure.
The culture
Okay, the first winner for the raffle is ticket number 629038. 629038. look and see if you got that number. All right, come on up.
I'm almost there. I'll be there in a minute.
So I got Robert's.
All right, the next winner on the raffle is ticket number 629041. 629041.
My leg fell asleep. Give me a second, gentlemen. Forwards. Oh, I'm going to have to go with Robin Hood. Can't go wrong with Robin Hood. This is what brought me to the fandom.
Yay.
Over. No worries.
Okay, our next winner for the raffle is ticket number 629037. 629037. All right, and last but not least, the final winner, the Lion King winner, is 629021. 629021. All right, come on up. All right, well, that kind of concludes the open mic and the giveaway thing. Now just feel free to chat amongst yourselves, have a good time, enjoy. We'll be here until 11:30, so you guys got plenty of time to enjoy fellowship and things like that. We do thank everybody for coming out. We hope you guys have a great con.
Thank you.
Live long and prosper. Also,